Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Okay, so yesterday we were at the, last night we were at the Taste of El Paso, right?
Right.
We're walking around, whatever. And this lady walked up to me and she had a couple of kids with her. And she was, the kids were, you know, maybe like, I don't know, 11 and maybe, you know, 7 or something like that. Two little girls. And, oh, we listen to you and Mike all the time, blah, blah, blah. And can we take a picture with you? Sure, sure. So we take a picture. That was, you know, real sweet and everything. And the little girl says, you have a lot of old lady hair.
Oh, no.
And her mom, I thought, was going to die right on the spot.
Oh, my gosh. Kids and pets, I tell you what, man, they do the most embarrassing.
They absolutely
don't they? I mean,
do.
As a parent, they can surely embarrass
you.
Oh,
you just, yeah, you just want the floor to open up
yes.
and swallow you whole,
yeah.
you know? And she goes, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
was like,
how do you regroup from that?
Yeah, I mean, and I was like, just go. Yeah. I said, don't worry about it. It's okay.
Right.
And I said, because honestly, I've kind of been struggling with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I remember we had a conversation,
yeah.
you and I, not on the radio, but
yeah.
we had a conversation about, you know, whether you should just let yourself go gray or not.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've got siblings who are almost completely gray.
Uh-huh.
And one of my sisters is gray. And they call her the Silver Fox at her
yeah,
workplace.
Yeah. I know I do.
Because she's gorgeous.
I'm like, hubba hubba.
Dude, she rocks that gray hair.
I'm like, girl, introduce me to your sister.
Right? Exactly.
I remember.
Exactly. So she's, you know, spectacularly
yeah,
gorgeous.
Right. She's tall.
She's tall and slender.
She has this air of confidence.
She does.
She's quite regal.
She is. I was going to say, she looks like a queen.
Yeah.
Her carriage.
Absolutely.
Her demeanor.
Absolutely.
She's like, yeah, I got gray hair.
And
what
I know,
about it?
I know that I could tame that shrew.
I know you could.
I know I could.
So anyways,
tame a shrew more than Mikey.
Can I not have that visual this
Actually,
early in the morning,
Mikey,
please?
Actually, it's not Mikey. It's Beefus
oh,
that likes
Lord.
To tame the shrews.
Okay, stop. You know, I'm going to have to erase. I'm going to need some mind bleach.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No bleach. What you need is hair color.
Yeah, well, that's what the little girl said.
Yes.
She said, you're so pretty, you shouldn't have gray hair.
Oh.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, and the mom was like, you know what? She goes, I had the same struggle. And she goes, and my husband doesn't really dig my gray hair.
Yeah.
So I get it highlighted.
Right.
So, but see, here's the thing about gray hair. It doesn't hold color as well as hair that's not gray. For whatever reason, gray hair doesn't hold color like that.
Uh-huh.
Mine particularly.
You'd think it would, right?
Because
it like has no pigment. So you
right.
would think, hey. It
you can put whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a blank canvas. It's
right.
not. Gray hair is notorious, which is why you on TV or hairdressers, they're always getting told, oh, my God, my gray is coming back.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is why people that have the money, like Kim Kardashian, will spend like $7,000 a month
yeah,
on hair.
To keep their hair black as
to
coal.
To keep it looking as it looks all the time.
Right.
So it almost looks like they never get anything done because they always get something done.
Yeah, because they're always doing like little teeny increments of
right.
things just to keep up with a little bit of growth. So now I'm like, and it was funny because Darren told the little girl, he goes, well, I don't mind her gray hair. And she goes, well, yeah, except that your beard is gray. And I'm like, okay, we can't
wow.
win.
Wow. And how old was this
she
little
was like
girl?
She was like 6.
Dang,
I'm not kidding.
Man.
She was like 6, but she was a queen, dude.
Absolutely.
Hey.
Absolutely.
I was like, girlfriend knows her stuff, man. And so, yeah, but
yeah.
she was like, yeah, but that's because your beard is gray.
Exactly.
And I'm like, oh, my God. I was like. So we could not win with this
right.
little girl. We
yeah,
could
no.
not win with her.
No.
And
you need hair color, and he needs just for men.
And he needs just for men.
Clearly.
Yeah. So now I'm like, should I color my hair? You know what? Like, here's the thing. I've always had a hate relationship with my hair. I have crappy hair. I mean, there's no other way around it. I got crap hair. I did when God was handing
know,
out good hair.
I don't know. You know that old school photo of yours?
Yeah.
The one from high school?
Yeah.
Your glamour shot?
Yeah.
I thought your hair looked pretty cool then.
Yeah, but that takes a lot of hairspray
like
and time.
Your 80s hair?
Yeah.
The best.
I can do good 80s hair.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can do good
well,
80s
you
hair.
You could.
I could.
You could. The 6-year-old in me would tell you could at one time.
But it's not cool now. 80s hair isn't cool now.
I don't know.
But anyway, so I don't like my hair. I've got crappy hair. And so And so now I'm kind of at this point where I've got like not really a cut in it because I chop at it by myself. I'm like a hairstylist's worst nightmare because if something's not going right, I just grab a pair of scissors and I lop that off, you know? And so I'm kind of doing, remember in Steel Magnolias when Julia Roberts said, just do her hair like a brown football?
Yeah.
I'm beginning to feel like Julia Roberts has said, yeah, you got a brown football going on, football helmet hair going on there.
Oh my God, that explains all the caps you've been wearing lately.
Dude, I hate my hair.
Well, it's just one cap, but that explains the numerous times you've been wearing caps to work lately.
I hate my hair, and I don't know if I should color it. I'm so torn.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, honestly, I'm seriously considering doing the drastic, massive boycott.
Yeah.
Just cutting it all down to like an inch and starting all over again.
Like what's her name? Kate Hudson?
Yeah.
But she did it for a movie role.
Yeah. But see, like the woman, the actress who was the Princess Bride, Robin Wright.
Right.
She, for House of Cards, she cut her hair super close. And I'm like, you know what? I'm beginning to think I'm just going to do that because I'm tired of it. Because I have no shape to it. I'm terrified about sitting in somebody's chair. My hair is such a mess, dude.
Yeah. No.
And then I go
cutting it short.
And then I get totally hair shamed by a 6-year-old.
Absolutely. And you know those little kids are the most honest.
They're
ones.
Totally honest. Yeah. And she was like, "Yo, girl, you gotta do something about that wig."
I am so glad I wasn't with you at the time
because
I could hear her now. You're fat. I'm so glad I wasn't rolling
dude,
with you,
dude. I mean, talk about an ego hit.
Yeah, boy,
it was like,
I'll tell you
dang,
what.
Man, ouch. You know, and then I'm standing there with two plates of food. I'm like, great. She probably thinks I'm a tub, dude.
Yeah.
Man. She's like, Mom, why did that elephant have two pieces of cake? I'm like, oh my God. Oh Lord. Yeah. It was not a you know, what started out as a real ego boost. You know, can we take a picture with you? Sure.
Yeah.
Turned into, oh my God. Lord.
Kids, I'll tell you what,
man.
Can't live with him, can't lock him in the closet.
Right? Kiss FM.
Did you see last night during Scandal, like the first half hour of Scandal, Taylor Swift, they debuted a new Taylor Swift song.
What?
They showed a video of Taylor and like it was filmed with some of her fans.
Okay, wait a minute. Was this a commercial?
No, not necessarily
a
commercial.
Was it part of the show?
It wasn't part of the show. I think it was part of some kind of a deal they had with Taylor Swift, who you know has taken over the world.
Well, yeah.
And so it was like a video for her new song, and it was one of those videos where it's like an intimate setting. You know, it's just her on a piano.
Okay.
And fans of hers are surrounding her, and I'm pretty sure it was a cut from her new album because that came out yesterday as well.
Right, right.
Here's a portion of the clip.
Oops, we can't play that. It's copyrighted material.
Yeah, of course, the new album came out yesterday, and I was reading up on it this morning. I was reading some reviews on the album, and one of the reviewers is pretty sure that Swift is calling out enemies and exes on this new album of hers.
Really?
And according to this reviewer, there's a song on there that this reviewer thinks is about Kanye West. There's a song where she calls out Calvin Harris for the time that Calvin Harris called her out. After it came out that she had written, this is
what you came
baby.
For.
Yeah, this is what you came for.
Mm-hmm.
And so she calls him out on one of the songs. And there's another song where she sings about Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, no. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
It's like that scene in The Godfather where he's baptizing the nephew,
uh-huh.
but he's killing everybody else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So Taylor is, clearly, I mean, you know, she's being Taylor,
well,
you know?
Yeah.
She's moving forward. They said she was moving forward, like, musically.
Uh-huh.
But as far as, you know, lyric-wise, she's as autobiographical as she has been lately.
She's still 14-year-old Taylor.
Absolutely,
in her room,
man.
With her notebook.
Absolutely. That's right. Just calling people out that do her wrong. Kiss FM. Hey, you know how a few minutes ago, Charlie mentioned how traffic was, you know, on the down low today?
Yeah.
Places that are normally congested were not.
Mm-hmm.
I did a little research, come to find out why ISD, EPISD, and SISD don't have school today.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they usually take Mondays off.
Veterans Day. Huh. I guess because Veterans Day falls
on
a Saturday.
Yeah.
The county also has today off.
Upos, que suave.
The city does a four-day work week, so they had today off anyway. EPCC is not having any classes today, so that probably explains why it's so light traffic-wise.
Right, right.
A lot of people taking Veterans Day off. Veterans Day mañana. There's a list of restaurants where El Paso veterans and active duty military can eat for free tomorrow. A few options today, including Denny's and IHOP. Most of them are tomorrow. There's a couple on Monday, like the Golden Corral one that everybody waits for. That's on Monday. And I think Twin Peaks is also doing something on Monday. But all the other restaurants on the list are for Saturday.
Right.
Saturday
right.
only. I'm probably stepping in it right now, but am I the only one who feels that active duty military shouldn't be in on this?
They're not. They shouldn't be, because this is not that's not what veterans means.
Right. Yeah, but they all do, though.
I know.
All of the restaurants will honor active duty military. And I've got nothing against them.
No, because, but
it's
the thing
just
is
that you know how I am about being a stickler for things.
Well, yeah, I agree with you.
Like
because
when somebody on our Facebook page is off topic.
Uh-huh.
I get rid of that comment.
Yeah, you do.
Because that's not what we're discussing.
Right. And Veterans Day is not active duty
it
day.
It isn't.
Armed
it isn't.
Forces Day
right.
is for active duty military.
Yes.
Veterans Day is for people who have served.
Have served.
Right.
And those who have passed away had served our country.
Is Memorial
that's
Day.
Memorial Day.
Right. Exactly. And don't mix them up, because they are all three specific things.
Right. Right.
Like Memorial Day came about after the Civil War, because they were honoring the Civil War dead.
Mm-hmm.
A Veterans Day came about because it was originally Armistice Day after World War I, and then Armed Forces Day. I'm not sure exactly how old that one is, but I mean, that's
it's just to honor everybody who's serving our country.
Currently serving our country. Yeah.
It would be like Santa Claus being at the mall on Easter
Sunday. On Easter Sunday. You're exactly right. Yeah. And
you know?
I think that all three of those groups deserve their own observance.
Although, you know, if you really want to be a stickler for stuff, it should be Jesus that's at the mall on Sunday, not the bunny. But I digress.
I know, but that's neither here
that's
nor there.
That's a topic for another month.
Way to bring it down.
But yeah, no, seriously, though. Seriously, though. I mean, you know.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. I mean,
and
not that we don't
against active duty military.
No, not that we don't love our active duty military.
Tip of the hat to active duty military.
Absolutely. But today, but tomorrow is for veterans.
It's Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Yes, we honor and thank those who served our country, are no longer serving our country, but they did their time.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, just making sure that I'm not the only one who feels that way.
No, I know.
It's just that, you know, I'm a stickler for stuff. My leprechaun doesn't wear a sombrero.
That's right.
It's St. Patrick's Day, not Cinco de Mayo. But if you want to be a real stickler for stuff, Cinco de Mayo is not even a U.S. holiday.
I know, right?
It's not even a Mexican holiday.
Exactly. But you know what?
Okay.
I don't have out lacy hearts and boxes of chocolate on Thanksgiving. Okay, no, there
true
are boxes
that,
of chocolate.
True that. But if you really want to be a stickler for that, Valentine's Day is not a holiday.
I know.
So,
I know. It's just a
oh, my
it's
gosh.
Just a day.
I'm just contradicting myself repeatedly here. So let's take a break.
Accident happened somewhere in Russia or Kazakhstan during the last week of September and was kept very quiet. The French Nuclear Safety Institute, IRSN, has concluded that after analyzing a mysterious radioactive cloud that appeared over Europe just last month. Researchers say they detected high levels of ruthenium-106. It's a type of atom that does not occur in nature, and it's only found when atoms are split in reactors. The cloud was at its peak during the first week of October and dissipated until it could not be detected in France by October 15th. IRSN says its analysis of weather patterns points to a source between the Ural Mountains and the Volga River. The Institute, which says other European nuclear reactors have made similar findings, has ruled out the crash of a radioactive satellite or an accident at a nuclear reactor as the source of the cloud. It says that most likely source was either a facility dealing with spent nuclear fuel or a facility for radioactive medicine. Scared the daylights out of me.
That's what's next, man. I'm telling you.
You know,
spent nuclear waste is how this started, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you why.
You know, I have a bit of the potty mouth. You scare me like that on the air, and you run the risk of the FCC calling us.
You know, by now, you should be prepared.
Dude.
Uncle Mikey's going
to
do something.
You scared me to death.
You should be prepared.
God.
You should know better by now, Trisha. Don't be blaming me for you being fined by the FCC because you say something when I spring something on you.
Just don't spring a noise like that on me.
Sorry.
God. Kiss FM. Okay, so we're talking about in the last time your kid or your pet embarrassed you because some poor woman at the Taste of El Paso last night just died of embarrassment because her kid asked why I have old lady hair. So when was the last time you got embarrassed by a kid or a pet?
Well, it was my daughter was about 5 years old, and I was at Walmart, and we were going to have some friends come over. And so I decided to buy some beer, which I almost never buy beer or any type of alcohol. But I decided to do it, so I told them, I'm going to buy some beer. And then my daughter, what she said seemed like it echoed throughout Walmart. And in a loud voice, she yells out, "No, but then you're going to get drunk."
did all the moms turn around and go, "Dude, not cool, man"?
Yes. I thought they were going to arrest me right then and there, you know?
CPS on aisle 5, please. CPS aisle 5.
Oh,
well,
man.
I didn't buy the beer. I was too embarrassed.
Well, no, yeah. You had to run out of the store.
Yeah.
That's the whole publicly shamed part about this bit.
David,
appreciate you calling. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, David.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
The last time your child or your pet embarrassed you in public. Words or actions. It would be actions for pets, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Or you can hit us up on the Mike and Tricia Facebook page with your story. Kiss
FM. Okay, so we're on the Mike and Tricia Facebook page. Yesterday at Taste of El Paso, a woman and her kids walked up to me and they were like, "Oh my God, we listen to you and Mike every morning and we love you. Can we take a picture with you?" "Yeah, sure, let's take a picture." And so this little girl, the little girl who's like 6 years old, says, "You're so pretty, but why do you have old lady hair?"
Old lady hair.
Yeah, because I got the gray hair going on
yeah,
right now.
A little
now.
Bit, not a whole lot.
It's, I know, it's
pretty
dispersed.
But are you
dispersed.
Sure she didn't mean like your style?
No, she meant the color.
She meant the white hair.
Because she touched it and she goes, "Because it's so pretty, it's white, but it's old lady hair." And I was like, "Okay, then."
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. And mom, so, how did mom react?
Mom almost dissolved with embarrassment. She was just like, "I mean, oh, my God. Yeah. I just, you know," and oh, bless her heart.
I know.
I felt so bad for her.
Kids and pets. They'll
Kids
do
and
it
pets.
To you every time, man.
So we're on the Facebook page. We're asking, when was the last time you got embarrassed by a kid or a pet? Well, Crystal says they were looking at houses with a realtor, and one of the houses that they were looking still had owners living in it. So they're getting the tour of the different homes, and her kid yells out, "Mom, it's a freaking mess in here." She said her husband and she were so embarrassed, they just turned around and walked out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Sugar Ray says her kids were living with her when they were teenagers, and they went to Walmart to buy groceries. So they were in the shampoo aisle, and one of the daughters walked up to the cart and tells the other girl out loud, "Hey, Bertha, did you get the pads?" And she said they were so embarrassed, they just started ignoring her. And then they turned around to walk away, and she's walking behind them going, "Don't ignore me. Did you get the pads?" So, yeah. She's like, "Oh, my God. Oh, my God."
Oh, that's too funny.
And then our friend Squincy says that she was pregnant at the time, and they were in the doctor's waiting room. And her daughter, who was 5 at the time, asked why they were there. And she said, "We're going to check on the baby." And so she touched her belly and said, "Is the baby in there?" And Squincy says, "Yes." And then she pointed at her girls and says loudly, Do you got babies in there, too?"
All right, Squincy, you should be proud of that, not
right?
embarrassed.
Apparently, Squincy's blessed.
Too funny. I remember one time my little sister telling me when my nephew was little and still learning, you know, he was just barely speaking.
Right.
And you know how sometimes they pronounce things funny.
Yeah.
Like they sound like almost, sometimes they sound like they're from Boston for whatever reason. Clearly no, because born and raised Rio Grande Valley.
Right, they're not from there.
You know, but they have that kind of Bostonian accent
right,
when they're
right.
little. I don't know why that is. But they were at a restaurant, and he wanted a fork. But he can't pronounce fork at that point in his life.
Right.
Not correctly.
No, yeah.
It sounds like something else. So there's my nephew, and he's loudly saying, "Mom, I want a fork."
Yeah.
"I want a fork." Only he can't pronounce
He can't
fork.
Pronounce the R, yeah. when Sam was little, when my youngest son was real little, he had just, same thing, just started learning how to speak. And he had seen Ryan without a t-shirt on, and he said, you know, well, what are those? And Ryan told him they're called nipples, right?
Uh-huh.
And so my sister, we're in McDonald's, and my sister goes to pick him up, and my sister's way more blessed than I am. And she picks him up, and he points to her chest, and he goes, look, napples. And she handed me back the kid and goes, oh, my God. And she's like, walks away and goes to the bathroom. She was there for like 10 minutes. It was hilarious.
Napples.
Napples.
The past tense of nipples.
Exactly. Kiss
FM. We're going to the wall. Let's read off the wall.
Okay, so this six-year-old asked me last night why I have old lady hair. And her mom almost died of embarrassment. So we're asking, tell us the last time your child or pet publicly embarrassed you with their words or actions. Cynthia says her youngest, at the time he was four, went up to her at a family's party and pointed to a little boy right next to him and said, Mom, look, he has a big head. And she puts this like embarrassed face emoji. And then she says, this kid is about six and is overweight. I found out later he's my sister-in-law's boyfriend's son. Oh, nice.
This kid has a big head.
Oh, man. Wow.
Dang, man. That must have been really big for a six-year-old to notice.
This kid has a big head.
See, that's why I'm glad I wasn't with you last night when they rolled up on you, because I know that six-year-old would have weight-shamed me.
I know.
Why do you have old lady hair? And why are you so fat?
And honestly, I'm not really sure that, you know, I like mine better. You know? It's like, wow. Okay. Kiss
FM. Let's read off the wall.
Okay, so we're talking about the last time your kid or your pet embarrassed you, because a woman got embarrassed by her kid yesterday when she asked me why I have old lady hair, a.k.a. gray hair.
Well, look, I have to point out that she prefaced it by saying how pretty you were.
She did. She absolutely did. This little girl is 6 years old. She built up my ego, and then she stomped all over it like a toy that she didn't want somebody else to have.
Here's my favorite part, though. When Trisha's husband, you know, tried to be all white knight and shining armor, she stomped all over him, too.
She did. She said, yeah, whatever. You've got a gray beard, so you be quiet. Okay, so Crystal says her kid's pediatrician was retiring and her five-year-old daughter's last appointment was with him. And her daughter immediately said, is it because you're old? Are you going to die? Oh, my God.
Yes, and eventually.
Right, exactly. Danette says about a year ago, she took her two chihuahuas to get heartworm medication, and it was crowded inside, and one of her dogs always barks everywhere she goes. So they walk in. Uh-huh. She starts causing a ruckus, not Danette, the dog. And then they were asked to politely take the dogs outside because they were causing the other dogs too much stress.
Oh, no.
So one lady even told her as she was walking out, she needed to call a dog whisperer. So then she's waiting outside around the corner away from other people so her dog would shut up. And she never actually went in because the staff came out and gave her the medications and said, you have a good day. Don't bring your dog inside.
That's hilarious.
Can you imagine?
I can't. No, how embarrassing. Kiss FM.